92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The cost of traveling continues to rise, but U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy seems to believe that travel by air would be a lot better if people were more polite and fashionable. First, some history. It wasn't that long ago when travelers on planes would be enjoying champagne and steak and lobster dinners, and everyone kind of dressed up for their trip. Men would be in suits with ties, women would be in dresses wearing heels, and Duffy says that back then, people on planes had much better manners. So basically, he thinks an increased use of please and thank you and higher quality clothing would improve the experience. And I can't totally say I disagree on that point, because people have become really nasty these days. But suits and dresses? Is that really what's going to make air travel better? Duffy created a video about this, which starts with a look back at air travel in the 50s, a time when he says we respected the dignity of air travel. But the very next scene is people in a modern airport terminal shoving and screaming at each other. Back 40 or 50 years ago, planes had much more spacious interiors. I mean, I've seen pictures of planes with bar and piano lounges. It was a time when airlines really excelled at cabin service, but things changed in the mid-70s when there was deregulation, and that made air travel more affordable for the middle class. It's basically how we got here today. But is Sean Duffy's vision attainable? Probably not. Meanwhile, travelers are passively protesting against Duffy's expectations. People who travel frequently are now showing up at airports boarding planes in their pajamas or sweatpants, because why be uncomfortable?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.